Authorities have released the identities of the two people found dead of apparent gunshot wounds in Pocahontas last week. 22-year-old Lauren Hallert and 25-year-old Matthew Wheelis, both of Pocahontas, were found on Park Street in Pocahontas. Authorities do not believe anyone else was involved in this shooting. The Arkansas State Police has released the name of the person who died in a fiery crash last week in Lawrence County. 19-year-old Carter Blanton of Huntington, Texas, was killed last Tuesday in an accident on Highway 67. According to the Arkansas State Police, Blanton drove off the road and overturned with the vehicle catching fire. Wednesday, the Arkansas Department of Health announced 1,155 new COVID-19 cases in the state, with 23 deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 101,596 cases, 1,751 deaths. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services announced 1,244 new COVID-19 cases, with 26 new deaths, bringing their year-to-date totals to 160,869 cases, 2,611 deaths. Locally, there have been 259 cases in Fulton County with 7 deaths. Baxter County reporting 588 cases with 7 deaths. Sharp County reporting 317 cases with 10 deaths. Howe County reports 1,528 cases with 23 deaths. And Oregon County reports 272 cases with 1 death. For the rest of the county-by-county totals across our listing area, you can go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A man from Kirbyville, Missouri, was arrested by the Highway Patrol Wednesday morning in Douglas County. 54-year-old David Perry was arrested on charges of felony possession of a controlled substance, heroin, possession of drug paraphernalia, misdemeanor receiving stolen property, speeding, no insurance, and no valid license. He also had a misdemeanor warrant from Pulaski County for speeding. He was taken to the Douglas County Jail. A Horseshoe Bend woman was arrested on drug charges in Izard County. 27-year-old Cody Stanton was arrested and charged with felony possession of drug paraphernalia with a purpose to ingest meth, felony possession of drug paraphernalia with a purpose to store, contain, or conceal meth, felony furnishing prohibited articles into a correctional facility, and misdemeanor possession of marijuana. At the time of her arrest, Stanton was on parole. She is being held without bond. Her court date is set for October 28th. A West Plains man was injured in an accident Wednesday afternoon at Peace Valley. 39-year-old Demetrius Marr suffered moderate injuries when the vehicle he was driving met another vehicle on a hill crest and the two vehicles collided. Maurer was taken to Mercy Hospital in Mountain View. The accident happened on County Road 3210 at Peace Valley. A Winona woman was injured in a two-vehicle accident Wednesday morning in Birch Tree. The Highway Patrol reports that 42-year-old Billy Carroll suffered moderate injuries when the vehicle she was driving was hit by a vehicle driven by 47-year-old Galen Harper of Bunker. Carroll was taken to OMC in West Plains. The accident happened on U.S. 60 in Birch Tree. This week, the National Weather Service is preparing for the upcoming winter. Today, we talked to meteorologist Dennis Cavanaugh about the difference in watches, advisories, and warnings.
So we start off with a winter weather or winter storm watch. That's usually 2 or 3 days out from the event. And that's when we have pretty decent confidence that accumulating snowfall is going to cause impact within the watch area. As we get closer to the event, within a basically 24 to 36 hours, our confidence increases much more on the actual amounts and what those significant impacts might be. If we think the impacts are going to be significant, that's usually when we'll end up going with a winter storm warning. And then if we're expecting impacts, but the impacts aren't expected to be as critical, basically people can usually still drive as long as they take it slow, that's when we would issue a winter weather advisory.
MoDOT is also preparing with drills again today. You may notice several more MoDOT vehicles on the roadway today. Two more Arkansas lawmakers have tested positive for the coronavirus. State Senator Missy Irvin of Mountain View, Arkansas, announced on her Twitter page Wednesday that she had tested positive and was at home recovering. State Representative Joe Cloud also confirmed that he had tested positive for the virus. Tuesday, legislators announced that three lawmakers had tested positive, including State Representative Michelle Gray of Melbourne. Well, Tuesday, the historic old iron bridge on Business 63 in Thayer came down. The old bridge was built in 1930. It will be replaced with a new, wider bridge expected to be finished in 2021. Business 63 is still closed at the bridge. Please use an alternative route. Mistletoe Magic, an annual craft fair held each year in early November, has been canceled. I talked to Trina Spears about it.
Mistletoe Magic, which is a fundraiser that I've always done for the Thayer School. The past several years has been the Beta Club. We have also canceled that. There's just no possible way to put all of those vendors in the gymnasium back to back to back and then have all of those people elbow to elbow and just take that chance.
Again, Mistletoe Magic for 2020 has been canceled.